How to improve your grades? You can't, because standardized education has been designed to merely make you behave as if you received an education. You must memorize, and only memorization of content or formulas can get you to graduate. Memorization or barely understanding your subject is not an education. Only comprehension through and through is education. Your grade has also been predetermined. First, teachers copied grades from unrelated classes, and now it's 1/3 A's, 1/3 B's, and 1/3 C's in every class. If all the A's are taken, then you will not be one of them. School is two things: a convenient babysitter for your parents and a paycheck for your teachers, which do not really teach. And in a lot of cases, you know, I think in most cases, standardized education actually interferes with authentic learning. It interrupts your private curiosities. It disables the paths that you would have taken had you been left to explore on your own. Math, that favorite four-letter subject, can be awesome. Subtraction, for example, can be seen as a little machine where you pull things back before zero, as in on a ruler. If it's money, then what sticks out on the left is debt. If it's candy, then with simple multiplication, it becomes bad calories for the day. But you are hurried along and forced to memorize, and you will be forbidden from discovering all these little machines. If a teacher had to teach every student, their job would be hard, if not impossible. Even art has been denied to you. If you used the projector above your fake teacher's head, you wouldn't need to learn art history. You'd eventually be making it. To give you another example that is math related, know that you are not supposed to do math on paper. That is like learning how to use an operating system GUI by drawing the user interface on a blackboard and maybe passing around a photo or two. Math on paper is dangerous. It has a way of burning math curiosity out of most people. It is as if teachers want to frighten you, push you into silence and obedience so that you are easy to control in that desperation. To start learning math for real, you absolutely need pixels. And I mean pixels like in pixel art. Vectors are fine too. And you need to sit down to whatever it is that moves you, creating a fighting game, a space travel game, a screensaver, an art generator, the simulation of a cell, or a 3D graphics engine in case of vector graphics. And then, after just a few days, a month at most, you independently reinvent diagrams and the hard need for mathematical notepads. You begin writing down functions with desperately named variables as you try to hang on to your beautiful visions that got you into the functions. But as you are learning programming and math and maybe some other subject that drives your curiosity, you will fail all the other subjects that school wanted you to pretend to learn. Driven by passion and authentic curiosity, learning for real, jumping over yourself day after day, will make it so that you will have no time for inauthentic education. School is not for your real education. It is for, to quote the Hacker Manifesto, pre-chewed bits of meat. It is for one-third A's, one-third B's, one-third C's, and encouraging you to take your classes in the local community college. I wonder why. And then transferring to university in the final year. The non-profit community college wants your money more than you have via loans. It will sell you worthless, expensive books that you will never open again. Honestly, real lectures should be videos that you can pause, that you can rewind, that you can learn if you care to understand it. It should never be a something that just passes by and then you get a grade for it. That's not an education, that's just a scam. All of this just to get an impression of education and slap a university label on it, hoping that no one will notice. You can't improve grades because they are predetermined. You must instead improve your education. And the first and foremost is to avoid ineffective education as much as possible. Second, you must avoid balanced education because learning everything means knowing nothing. You still need a profound picture of the world, but you get that from Carl Sagan, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Bill Bryson. You know what? That only takes a month or two, not counting all the times you need to reread them, which you should do often. Effective education is roughly you learning programming, creating some programs, getting funding, and becoming a business person. It's all based on authentic, well-integrated education at every step. It all adds up. It's all perfect and perfectly compressed, perfectly valuable, and perfectly filled to the brim with authentic content. You can't do everything alone, for sure, so someone will have to help you with funding and taxes and servers and security, but that's business. And then ideas are everywhere, but the main one you should focus on is visual programming, as it greatly multiplies the power of AI. Full AI in every bit of your program. Along the way, you are sure to discover a million smaller ideas that too can make money. The main thing is that you must grant yourself a powerful, effective, meaningful, authentic, real education. And you must hear every groundbreaking book, thousands of them in total, all written by great beings and held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals. And you have to travel in order to make room in life for ideas, for thoughts, for dreams, and not just on a plane. But you have to at least section hike parts of the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails. You have to open the world. And finally, enabled by real education, by authentic experiences, and both by failure and success in life as these things go, you can go back to school. Now, as a powerful and experienced intellectual, you can study subjects for real before you take them and get your A's this time. Get your perfect GPA. But seeing how inauthentic it is, how everyone around you is cramming and getting passed along, still getting a passing grade without any real comprehension, graduation will feel lukewarm at best. It will not be like your other achievements. Not at all. Your real graduation comes at the very end of life, in the shape of the lasting legacy that you leave behind. Until then, your job is to rise authentically. and to grow all the way up until you become a great being.